Hi, friends. Thank you so much for listening to For the Love of Reality, the podcast that recaps all the latest episodes of The Challenge. So we get back from the arena this episode, and last episode, Mark and Kendall defeated Katie and Letarian. So everybody's really hyped for Mark and Kendall, especially Derek and Nehemiah, because they're all roommates, and Derek has always been pretty supportive of Mark. Not necessarily like a lapdog, but everything he does is like to support Mark, and he's always very happy about Mark being successful, which I can get because Mark was probably the reason that Derek even got on the show and has the chance to win. So of course he's going to support him. And I think a lot of people feel that way about Mark. He's such a likable person, and it's really hard to not have some sort of respect for him. He acknowledges that he used to have beef with Kendall, but as of last night, it is officially squashed. And now he is excited to have the opportunity to run the final with her. Derek starts talking about his challenge career. He hasn't won since 2009, and he's never really won an individual challenge, so he wants this one to be his first. He hasn't been back in a while. Last challenge, he got very close to winning. He got second place, but he wasn't able to get that championship. And that was somewhat individual, so if he had gotten that, I think he would have been really proud of himself. But now he's just focused on getting it for the first time. So I would be interested to see if he's going to be able to pull it off. Do I think he'll be able to win? Maybe not, but I think that he could probably get third place. Because I'm assuming that someone like Alton or Darrell is going to win. But I know that Derek is not going to be very far behind. So we'll just see if he even makes the final. If he doesn't make the final, obviously he's not going to be able to win. But I'm hoping that he does well just for his sake. And because I like Derek a lot, he's kind of the reason why I kind of got into the podcasting community, just listening to him talk about the show. And I have a lot of respect for him, so I'm really hoping that he does well. He's one of the main people that I'm rooting for. Nehemiah feels safe going into the last arena because he's been in before, and he feels like people who have not been in should be the first to volunteer or be sent in. He doesn't want to have to go again this close to the final. And depending on who he goes against, he might not feel completely confident. But he feels safe just because he has been on before, and a lot of people are talking about sending someone who hasn't been in. Kendall, on the other hand, she doesn't really get a lot of support from people, but Johnny is talking to her and is very proud of her for finishing and beating her friends. Even though Kendall is sad, she knows that she was able to win, and she's really proven herself as a competitor, and that even intimidates Johnny, because they're friends, but Johnny doesn't really want to go against her in a final. And Kendall's gotten a lot of that out of this experience, so I think that even if she loses, she would be happy, but I could see her easily being somebody who does well in the final. If it was men and women winning instead of just one winner, I think that she would be able to take it all. I don't know if she's going to be able to beat any of the guys, but I know that she's a very strong competitor, so I can see her doing very well too. The next morning, we see Anissa and Hisela talking outside, and I was very surprised to find out that they are very good friends outside of the show. It turns out that they talk and FaceTime every single day. And I feel like a lot of Anissa's relationships have been critiqued for just being about the game, and it's nice to see that she has a good game friend in real life. They met on season 6, Battle of the Sexes. Anissa didn't want Hisela to go home, and unfortunately Hisela did go home, because every single challenge besides All-Stars, she's gone home 4th, so they haven't really had a lot of time to bond, but it's nice that they're friends outside of the show. I think they seem like very like-minded people. They both want to make it to the final, and they both seem like they have a lot of heart. They may not be the best competitors, but they're definitely going to try to make it to the final and prove themselves as deserving to be there. So it's really nice to see them as friends. I'm glad that Anissa has a real relationship, and I'm glad that she has somebody who's going to protect her, because I don't see Hisela turning on her anytime soon. I hope nothing happens like Katie and Trishelle, because it seems like they're not even really friends anymore, even despite their All-Stars fight happening several months ago. I hope that Anissa and Hisela don't have a fight, and I hope that they're able to last at least till the final, and at least run it together, so that way they know that they can both do it, and they're both going to be very supportive of each other either way. The All-Stars walked to the Daily, and they're surprised to not see TJ there to greet them, but he soon drives in on a big semi, which it looks like they're going to be competing on that. Today's Daily is called Ribcage Pass. They have to jump from beams to the other side and retrieve a ball. They have to deposit it into a net, and they have to continue that process 4 times. And the man and woman to get the most balls the fastest are going to be safe. And TJ says that it's more important than ever to win because the final is closer than anybody thinks. I'm wondering if the final is going to be the next part or if there's maybe going to be a couple more eliminations. We don't really know, but everybody's thinking that the final is going to be very close. So everybody wants to win because if it is the last arena, nobody wants to go in and go home right before the final. That would suck for anybody. Anissa and Hisela are the first ones to compete. And they start off pretty slow. It looks like they're both pretty nervous and they're both somewhat short. Hisela is definitely shorter than Anissa and she's struggling to get over the beams because she's not even really able to touch the other beam with her foot. So she basically just has to jump and hope that she's going to be able to make it. She's only able to make it past 3 beams. Anissa's able to make it past, I think, 8, and neither one of them get any balls. And Derek is saying that they're supposed to be able to learn from the first people who go, and he doesn't feel like he learned anything, so he doesn't feel any more confident than he did before. It looks like he and Nehemiah are the next ones to go, and Nehemiah is actually moving incredibly quickly, but Derek isn't very far behind. Derek's a pit bull, he's incredibly fast, and I think that if anybody's beating him, he would be able to catch up pretty quickly. And T ends up actually winning that round with 3 balls, and Nehemiah gets 2. So they have set the pace for everybody, and I think now the people who haven't gone know what to do, and everybody's going to be trying to beat Derek, at least the men, because if nobody else is able to get 3 balls, Derek's going to win and possibly go straight to the final, but I don't really know what's going to happen. I think anybody could probably beat him just because it's so early, and a lot of people are now starting to figure out the learning curve. Jemmy and Ruthie are next to go, and Jemmy admits that she's scared. She doesn't really care about getting any balls in the net. She just wants to do better than Hisela. And if she's able to get across at least 3 beams, Hisela's still going to be in last place. Because if none of the girls are able to get any balls, it's going to come down to who got the furthest on the beam. And I think that Hisela is probably going to lose because I don't think anybody's going to time out at 1 or 2 beams. I mean, maybe they'll tie, but I think that Hisela is probably in a pretty precarious position right now, and I'm hoping that she's going to be able to recover. But even the people that are scared are seeming to do better than her. Ruthie talks about how she has a lot of faith in herself, and she feels like she can do anything. And the unfortunate thing is that she's able to get a ball, and then she gets to a really far jump, and she tries to jump, and then ends up hanging off the beam, because she's not able to make the jump. But she hangs there for a pretty good time. I don't know what's going to happen if somebody falls, whether or not they automatically disqualify, or maybe if it still counts, but they just end up ending there and don't get to continue. But she ends up hanging there for a good while, and she doesn't end up falling off, which is great for her. And I think that she's at least going to be Hisela. The next ones to go are Big Easy and Yes. Big Easy says that he is always underestimated, but he wants to do things that others didn't think he could do. He's very known for his performance in the season 15 final. He ended up gassing out and had to be taken away by an ambulance. That made his team lose because everybody had to cross the finish line on the team or else they would be disqualified. So they were pretty upset by that. And a lot of people were very sympathetic for him until he was at the cast wrap party several hours later, drinking beers and acting like nothing ever happened. So a lot of people were annoyed by that, but I think he just wants to prove that he's not really like that anymore, and he can prove people wrong. Yes is also doing a pretty good job, but he ends up hanging off one of the blocks too, and he worries that he's not going to be able to finish, so he will automatically be on the chopping block. I think anybody would probably vote Yes in because he hasn't been in the arena, and he seems like he could be a pretty strong competitor, but people don't really know what he has to offer. So it might be a good idea to just throw him in and hope for the best. But I hope that he does make the final. I've kind of come to like him a lot, and he hasn't really shined in any of the competitions, but I think he's still a good competitor and he seems like a nice person. He also hasn't played in 17 or 18 years, so I'm hoping that he's able to come back and just do well. The next matchup is Alton and Darrell, and they seem the most evenly matched out of everybody. The only factor in Darrell's performance is his fear of heights, and I think that he could possibly get so scared that he ends up falling off. And we still don't know what happens if someone falls off, but I think he's able to conquer his fear because I know that he really wants to win. He's a competitor, and he would really like $500,000, so I don't think he's just going to give up like that. If he doesn't win, he could possibly go into the arena, but I think he has the best chance out of possibly all the guys to win. It just really depends what it is. Alton is able to get ahead, but Darrell is not far behind at all, so it's like the fear of heights doesn't even really matter. And they're moving so fast that it almost gives me a headache trying to watch them, because it seems like they both get over to their balls in probably 10 to 15 seconds. So I think everybody was expecting that they were going to do well at this, and their fears don't really matter at this point because they're both really strong competitors, and I honestly don't know who's going to get the edge in this. Jonna and Kellyanne are the next to attempt the course, and Kellyanne is immediately focused on winning because she doesn't want to go into the arena. She hasn't gone in, and she feels like anybody would probably pick her because she really has proved herself as a competitor. She has an always win, never quit attitude, and I think a lot of people respect that, but it might not work out for her if she ends up being picked to go into the arena and she ends up losing. So I think it might be good for her to kind of tone that down a little bit, but it might be too late. So I'm hoping that maybe she can just go straight to the final and not have to go into the arena and prove herself. People are also sleeping on Jonna. Her strategy is to not make it obvious that she's playing the game. And I think a lot of people see her as weak, but she also had a baby 7 months ago, and she's doing really well at this challenge. So she's fine pretending like she's not really able to do anything, but I think that she's really proved herself otherwise, and I think a lot of people are underestimating her, which honestly she seems like she's okay with. Kellyanne keeps proving her strength, and she becomes the first to get a ball. I think she ends off with one ball to Johnny Zero, and she's the first person on the female side to get a ball so far. So I think that she's probably set the bar pretty high. It seems kind of sad to say, but I don't know if anybody's really going to be able to catch up to her. And the final matchup is Mark and Kendall. It's the first and only co-ed. I guess they just didn't have enough to let them each go against someone of their own gender. But it's kind of hard to tell who's going to do better because obviously they have different goals to fill. They have to be the first man and first woman to finish, which you can really tell, but they're not really competing against each other. They're just competing against themselves at this point. Mark is Derek's only competition, and Derek is really hoping that he's not going to be able to get 3 balls or more. Nobody has gotten more than 3 balls, so Derek feels pretty confident that he's going to win. But Mark ends up not really shocking everybody, but kind of upsetting Derek because he gets 4 balls. So he times out and he ends up doing the best for all the men. Kellyanne was pretty nervous that Kendall was going to beat her, and Kendall felt like she would be picked for elimination because she's done so well in the past, but Kendall doesn't end up getting any balls. So she's not going to be safe for the arena, and it's possible that she might go in. Unless someone says that she's been in before, so she doesn't need to go in a third time. But I think anybody would want to pick her as a competitor because she's so strong and she's proven that. So I'm kind of hoping that nobody picks her, but I wouldn't be surprised if somebody did. The losers of the daily are Big Easy and Hisela, so now they would be partnered up and going automatically into the arena. And the winners, who will be going straight to the final, are Mark and Kellyanne. Kellyanne is pretty excited. She's been to one final in her 4 seasons, and now she's going to be able to make a second one. And she's really excited for that because she feels like she's been able to prove herself, and she knows that she wants to do well. There's a lot of money on the line, and I know that she's really excited about the money. So I think she has as good of a chance as anybody to possibly become the winner. Back at the house, Big Easy and the guys are talking about who Big Easy might potentially want to go against, and they suggest Nehemiah. Big Easy feels the most confident about him because he knows what he's like in elimination, and Big Easy has beat him before. He beat him in the first duel, and he feels the most comfortable going against somebody who he's beat before. Anissa is pretty nervous because she feels like any guy who gets voted in might pull her in, and she just really wants to make the final. She doesn't want to go into the elimination right before and possibly go home. She's done that a lot before, and she feels like she's been tortured in the past. She's really hoping that she's going to be able to break the curse this time. At the nomination ceremony, Anissa tells everyone what she spoke to Hisela about, and Hisela mentioned that she wants to choose Darrell or Yes because they haven't been into an arena, and she wants to go against somebody that has not been in, so that way she feels like it's a fair fight. She also doesn't want to pick Derek because he almost won the challenge, and she feels like Derek would beat her in Big Easy. Yes is somewhat annoyed by Hisela's decision because he doesn't want to have to go into the final arena. But Nehemiah thinks it's unfair that Yes is upset because he doesn't think that anybody should be able to skate by and possibly win $500,000 without doing anything really in the game. And doing something includes going into the arena and winning to prove yourself as a competitor. So he decides to vote for Yes. A lot of people end up casting their votes, and it turns out that it's going to be a tie between Yes and Nehemiah. Yes tries to plead his case and says that he's making new alliances every single day, and he's hoping that those alliances will keep him safe. And now it's kind of up to Anissa, who's the swing vote, to break the tie between them. It seems pretty obvious that she's going to break the tie because it seems weird to just throw a vote at somebody else because then they're going to have to re-vote. So it's really up to her, basically, to make the decision. Her gut is telling her to vote for Nehemiah, but Hisela would want her to vote for Yes, so she's not really quite sure what to do, but she has to pick the decision that's best for her. And what she decides is best for her is to vote for Nehemiah, despite him going in before. He's really upset by it. He feels like he can't trust Anissa, and he knows that now he's really going to have to fight, even though he feels like it's not incredibly fair. Yes is really happy because he's probably made the final, and he feels like his relationships have saved him. So it's good that he's playing a social game because now he's going to be able to make the final without really having to do anything, and that might be the type of game that I would want to play. So obviously Nehemiah is upset. But if he's going to prove himself, he really needs to do that now, because I know how badly he wants to make the final. Anissa's decision to throw in Nehemiah also does not go over well with Jemmy and Hisela. They're very upset by her decision, and they end up reading Anissa for filth. They talk about how all of her social game is fake, and they feel like it was only sooner or later before Anissa was going to stab one or both of them in the back. This also causes infighting between Big Easy and Nehemiah. They have a verbal scuffle, and Nehemiah feels like Big Easy is afraid to go in against him, but Big Easy has sent Nehemiah packing before, and he wants to be able to do it again. He wants to prove that he can beat anybody, and I don't really think he's scared of Nehemiah. He just wanted somebody who hadn't gone in before. Hisela decides that she doesn't have a friendship with Anissa anymore, and they end up having a bit of an argument too, and Hisela basically says that they're done. Anissa doesn't seem to be too upset about that. She's doing what's best for her game, and I think that she doesn't really care about the fact that she hurt her friend, but Hisela is obviously very upset by it, but now she knows that she's not going to get her way, but she has to be able to compete to the best of her ability otherwise. Jemmy decides to give Kendall some praise, which was kind of surprising because Jemmy hasn't really given her praise to her face before. She's talked about her in confessionals, but they haven't really had like a good conversation. So I think Jemmy is pretty impressed by Kendall's abilities, and it might be a reason to send her in with Nehemiah. So I'm wondering if Jemmy would ask Nehemiah to pick Kendall. I don't know if that would really happen, but I know that Jemmy has Nehemiah's best interest at heart, and she might feel like Kendall's the best person to go in with him. But I'm really hoping for Kendall's sake that she doesn't end up going in, but like I've said before, she's a very strong competitor, and I think that she might end up going. So we don't really know what's going to happen. Anissa also feels like she could go in because she sent in Nehemiah, and he might decide to pick her out of spite. but she feels like she would probably throw the challenge because she doesn't want to go in right before the final, and she doesn't really want to give anybody the satisfaction of picking her and having her do well. She would rather just give up than let them know that she was kind of hurt by the decision, but they picked her because she felt like she was going to try anyway. She's just not going to try because she doesn't really care about proving them right because of how upset she would be to go into the arena. Today's elimination is called Ring Clean, and the objective of Ring Clean is to get 10 rings off of a pole and to use those rings to build a ladder. The first team to climb to the top will win the challenge and go straight to the final. Everybody feels like Big Easy and Tisella are the underdogs. They're bigger than Nehemiah and Kendall, and they each haven't been in an elimination in a long time. So it feels like this is Nehemiah and Kendall's game to win. But you never really know. The underdog can always surprise, and I'm rooting for Big Easy and Tisella to do well. I would kind of prefer Nehemiah and Kendall to win, basically Kendall, but I wouldn't be too upset if Big Easy was to win, because I want him to be able to prove himself too. So I would really be okay if either one of them ended up winning, but slightly more okay if Kendall ends up getting that third win. Tisella and Easy actually finished the pole portion first, but Tisella kind of shocks everybody when she falls and hurts her knee really badly. She's not really sure that she would be able to climb up the ladder, so it's basically going to be up to Big Easy to finish by himself if she's not able to help him. She does a pretty quick medical assessment. She's trying to figure out if she can wiggle her toes or actually move her knee, and she decides that she can, so now she feels well enough to actually help Big Easy. Nehemiah and Kendall are actually able to catch up pretty quickly, and they start on the ladder at the same time. But Nehemiah and Kendall are actually having issues fitting the reins into the little slots. They're not really stretching properly, and the ladder is just not really going right for them. Big Easy and Tisella are actually able to figure it out pretty quickly. Nehemiah and Easy end up climbing up to the bell at the same time, but Nehemiah actually falls off the ladder and goes straight to the ground. This gives Big Easy the time to catch up and ring the bell, and that gives him and Tisella the win. But unfortunately, that sends Nehemiah and Kendall home. I feel bad because they were really close, and if Nehemiah had not fallen, he would have won that 100%. So I'm kind of upset that he fell, because he kind of cost Kendall her chance too. So now I don't know if I want to see him back. If I see him back, I want it to be individual, because now I feel bad that one person could essentially take the blame for it. And I don't feel like it was all his fault, but I'm just kind of upset and emotional about that. And I feel bad that she got sent in and she didn't end up winning. She's really sad that they lost, but she's really proud of her time there. She feels like being an adult and having children has kind of taken away the personality that she used to have when she was on the Inferno. And now she was able to get that competitive spirit back. And she's made a lot of friends, and she's really proud of her experience, and she doesn't seem too upset about losing the money. She said that she's not here for that. I don't really think that she needs it, but I would have liked to see her go to the final. But ultimately, she's proved herself really well, and I'm proud of how far that she came. I'm also proud of Nehemiah, too. I mean, he went in twice, and he did pretty well both times. But if not for that, he would have been there, and it just really sucks for him to have to go home for something that was not really his fault, but also kind of his fault. I'm happy that Big Easy and Tisella ended up winning. Mostly, like I said before, for Big Easy, because now he's proved himself, and now he's making his second final. His first final did not go so well, so I'm hoping he's going to be able to prove himself this time. And I think a lot of people are really starting to see that he has become a better competitor, and he's taking it a lot more seriously than he used to. Big Easy, Tisella, and everybody else are now officially going to the final. It's the next step, and it does not look easy. It looks really hard, and a lot of people seem to be suffering from it based on the previews. We have people that want to quit, people that want to throw up, and just people that are really having a hard time. So I'm not surprised that the final is so hard, but now I'm actually pretty excited to see who ends up quitting and who's able to hack it. Based on what I've seen from the final, I don't know if I would be able to do that, but ultimately a lot of strong people made the final and a lot of deserving people. It's great that people made the final and didn't even have to go into elimination. I don't really think that you need to go in to prove yourself. A lot of these people have proved themselves otherwise, and I'm really happy with the 12 people that are there. I'm wondering if there's going to be a purge, because that is a lot of people to run a final, and it's not teams. It's going to be one winner. So I would assume that there would be a purge for probably 2, 4, or 6 people, and then the final 6 get to run it. But either way, I'm really excited to see what happens. I can't wait for the final. And even though I'm sad that this season is coming to an end, I've been really impressed and I can't wait to watch again. I'm probably going to watch multiple times just because I love it so much. And I would really be happy with anybody winning. I will record part 1 of the final next week and I will see you all then. I hope you all have a great week and I can't wait to talk to you all on Thursday.